and welcome back to the Ash Williams Show. My name is Ash Williams, and I am still fired up. How the fuck are you? Are you well? That's good. That's good. Happy to hear that. If you're not well, then hopefully this podcast helps you perk up. Some other things that you can do to perk up, Makona. I've had three or four already. It's 7:15 in the morning. Yakult, it's pretty good. It's underrated. Get that fed to you from Ian Thorpe, like a bird. It just perks you up more if it's coming from Thorpe's mouth, right? Tell you what, man, that dude can, he'd be able to kiss, wouldn't he? You know, he's got size 16 feet or something. He would have a really long tongue, don't you think? Because I reckon the torpedo would just really splash around in that mouth of yours, wouldn't he? We don't hear enough about the torpedo's sexuality. I, for one, would love to deep dive on that. Has he got a boyfriend? Does he swim in the deep end or the shallow end? I think he'd be in the deep end, i.e. a bottom. I think he'd be a mad bottom. Because here's the thing, man. If you're going to be gay, you got to swim in the deep end. If I was gay, I would be... what do they call it? Not tandem, versatile. Versi. But I'd be mainly a top, which is you just fuck dudes. But I would also like to get fucked. Because, I mean, come on, man. Well, you're not going to go on the roller coaster. Well, you like theme parks, but you're not going to get on the Mad Mouse. You're not going to get on the fucking Zipper Dipper, whatever they call it. The Zooper Dooper. The Ring Dinger. Right? Come on, man. You can ring dinger me anytime. All right, welcome to the podcast. I want to say welcome to any new listeners. Let's get into the pod. First things first, if you want to hear the long episode of this episode, then it's patreon.com/AshWilliamsShow. I thank all the Patreons for keeping this nonsense alive. I do enjoy doing it, though. But look, like any podcast, it's all work, baby. You're still in the kitchen, turning the lights on, turning the stove on, cooking up some Alfredo pasta in that saucepan, right? And every now and then it's homemade pasta. But, you know, most of the time I just come in here, I turn the microphone on and it's Alfredo, baby. I love Alfredo. Okay. Also, my comedy show, Dinner's Getting Cold, appropriately titled as I talk about Alfredo, March 13, March 20 in Richmond. There's still a few tickets left. You want to come to this? I promise you it's going to be a good show. I'm quite excited. This is the first version of the show. So a lot of the time you hear these shows and they've been done 101 times. This is the first one. So come and see what happens. How's this, right? I started a Facebook event yesterday for the comedy shows. And it's old school, right? And this girl, you know, I invited like 1,500 people, right? Just invite all. DM me and said, oh, thanks so much for the invite. Are you inviting me on a date? I'm like thinking, Jesus Christ. I went in a DD the other day. You know, you call it a DD. Yeah, like the Ubers, but anyone can drive them. And the driver was a South African dude. We drive past the MCG and he goes, Taylor Swift is shit. We go, okay, cool. He's like, Taylor Swift is nothing like Michael Jackson. Nothing. And I go, you're right. I agree. She's nothing like Michael Jackson. He goes, no, you don't get it, Mark. Kept calling me Mark. I'm like, my name's Ash. He goes, it says on my screen here that your name is Mork. I'm like, it's Ash. I'm definitely in the wrong DD. And he goes, where do you need to go? I'm like, South Melbourne Beach. He goes, I'll take you that way. I'm going that way anyway. I'm like, what, are you going to get paid? And he goes, yes. Like, anyway, this is so weird. This business model for DD is so weird. And he goes, Taylor Swift, let me tell you about Michael Jackson. I go, okay. He goes, I saw Michael Jackson at Joburg about 15 years ago with my wife. It was unbelievable, Mark. Unbelievable. I'm like, okay. And he goes, we were packed in like sardines. And we were so tightly packed in that we couldn't go to the bathroom. My wife pissed her pants. I pissed my pants. My friend shat his pants. It was the best performance I've ever seen in my life. Michael Jackson can perform, Mark. I go, look, this does sound like a good performance. Yes. Let me ask you a question. How many people at Taylor Swift shat their pants? And I'm like, probably zero. He goes, exactly, Mark. Exactly. And that is why Taylor Swift is shit. I go, bro, they didn't shit their pants because there's a bathroom there. He goes, you're missing the point, Mark. I'm like, okay. I'm going to get out here, bro. I'm going to get out. Hey, thank you. It's been a good ride. I just commando rolled out the door. They're always good fun, the DD. They're always good. I do like the roller coaster nature of that business. Oh, yeah. Also, I bought a printer during the week. This is my third or fourth printer that I've bought from Officeworks, and I fall for it every time because they're like $40 now. And you're like, yeah, I might just buy a new printer. Surely this one will work. I mean, 1 out of 10 has to work. And so I get it back, plug it in, and it's the same old shit. Can we please just get printers that are easy to work, like a plug and play, like a turnkey situation? I mean, Elon Musk has flown a rocket to Mars, but has he ever gotten a printer to work first try? That would be more impressive, Elon. Show me you can do that, Elon. Anyway, that is the podcast for the long episode. Patreon.com/AshWilliamShow. Check out my comedy show, March 13, March 20. Dinner's getting cold in Richmond. I promise you it will be funny. And yeah, have a wonderful Friday. That's the pod. Take care. I love you. Bye.